Brad, appreciate all that good worshipful singing, music to worship by. And if you have your Bibles this morning, we want you to turn two places this morning. We need you to turn to Luke chapter 2, Galatians chapter 4 this morning. Luke chapter 2, Galatians chapter 4. I'm going to do the best I can this morning. I've had some dental work done this week. It didn't work out the way I hoped it would, and my mouth's pretty sore. And we had our Christmas supper last night. When you complain about the Jell-O being tough, it's sore. Amen. I thought about a verse today I could illustrate real good that Scotty mentioned in his Sunday school lesson. He said, "Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings." I understand that this morning. But you pray for me. If I make faces, I bit my tongue. It hurts. All right. In Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 7, we're going to read verse 7 together this morning. Amen. Wonderful to see this great crowd, and even more wonderful to feel this good spirit today. A lot of holiday services are dead, no God in them, because they leave God out of them. But we want God to have the preeminence here this morning. The Bible said it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. We read verse 7 together. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. I want to read Galatians 4 and verse 4. And the Bible said, and when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman and made under the law. Thank you. You can be seated. Our Father, we do thank you this morning for what we've already felt around this place. Thank you for what we heard in the Sunday school hour. What we felt, Lord, is the anointing was on these singers and upon these songs and the instruments played. And now it's preaching time, Lord. Be a shame, Lord, to have all that good spirit and good teaching, good singing, and then kill it, Lord, with a dead message. I pray, God, the Spirit of God, getting this message, and you'd help me say what I need to say. Probably somebody here this Christmas morning lost. They know about Jesus, but they've never received him. May the Holy Spirit deal with our hearts today. There's a young lady here today that was a little girl growing up in this church, and she got saved on Christmas Day. And she's here, and her mother, and I'm glad today, and pray you'd remind her of what you did for her on that Christmas Day morning service. Now, God, forgive me of my sins and failures. Thank you for all that I've received, that I deserve none of it. And we give you the praise and honor and glory. We want God to get glory out of this message and the Word of God to have a preeminence here. And we'll give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The Bible said that she brought forth her son. Galatians 4 said that God sent his son through a woman. Thank God for the women. Notice till this week, when God made the world, God said it's good. When God made man, he said it's not good. When God made woman, he said it's very good. Very good. Thank God. We blame the women a lot of times because of the fall, but the devil plunged the world into sin through the woman. But God said, well, if you're going to plunge the world into sin through a woman, God said, I'll just outdo you and I'll save the world through a woman. And God sent his son through a woman. Now, I'm interested this morning in a phrase there in verse 7 God has put upon my heart. And he said, she brought forth. She brought forth her firstborn son. or what we could really say was she brought forth Christmas. Isn't that what Christmas is all about? It's about what she brought forth. And I want to look this morning just for a few minutes here, and I want to say that, you know, nothing ever happens with God until it's time for it to happen. You can't rush salvation. You can't rush what God wants to do. And Jesus couldn't have come a day earlier, and he couldn't come a day later. But the Bible said when the fullness of time was come, he brought forth his son. I believe God does things in his own time, don't you? Now there's a first here. There's been babies born before, but never has been a baby born like this baby was born. The Bible said that Isaiah had already said, he said the Lord himself will give a sign. A virgin shall conceive. Every young lady, every virgin in Israel knew that verse. One of the Sunday school teachers asked me the other day, he said, I want you to look at something in our lesson, make sure it's right. I looked in there and it said that every young Jewish lady hoped that they might be the one. I said, yes, that's absolutely right. Every young Jewish lady knew that Isaiah 7:14 was in the Bible. And they all hoped it'd be them. And here was the first, and Scott did a good job bringing about Joseph in all of this. But then, you see, all this was foretold. It wasn't a surprise. The Bible said over in the book of Micah, O thou Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands, yet out of thee shall he come forth that is to be a ruler unto me. And he said, his going forth has been from old and from everlasting. You say, what's that mean? He didn't start in Bethlehem. His going forth was from old. He's always been around. He just came in a human form. He came as the God-man there in Matthew that we read this morning. But I want to preach this morning on this thought, what Christmas brought forth. And I find three things here that Christmas brought forth. First of all, it brought forth something wonderful. Amen. Amen. Isaiah said in Isaiah 9, verse 7, he said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful. And Christmas brought something wonderful, thank God. I tell you, I'm glad this morning for Jesus. The Bible said that he was Mary's firstborn. Now, Mary had other sons, but this is her firstborn. She had other sons, but this one is the most wonderful. Amen. Others might have been good boys, but this one here is the most wonderful. And I can see Mary as the boys grew up, and I can see as Jesus was growing up. Somebody would say, that's a mighty cute boy you got there. She'd say, he's wonderful. Amen. They look at her, Brother Eddie, and there Jesus would be. I believe that Jesus grew up, and the Bible said he, as a child he grew. This is the way every child ought to grow. The Bible said in Luke 2:40, the child grew, waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. That's how every child ought to grow. But no child ever grew like Jesus did. When they'd see him out in the villages and they'd see him down at other places, they'd look at him and somebody say, that's Mary's boy there. They'd say, he's a wonderful child. He's a wonderful child. Amen. I think Mary loved him, don't you? I think Joseph loved him. The Bible said in chapter 2 and verse 47 and verse 48, it gives two words about Jesus. The first word is astonishing. The Bible said they were astonished at his wisdom. The other one said amazed. They were amazed at his answers. Jesus was an astonishing, amazing child. When Mary and him went away during that feast day, they lost Jesus. They come back, they found him in the temple. They found him down at the, if you will, the church of that day. Now, that'd be different. Most children, they'd be out crying looking for the mama. He's 12 years old right here. But the Bible said they went back and they found him where they lost him. You'll always find him where you lose. The Bible said he went back, and there he was, Brother Eddie, and he was sitting and listening to the doctors and reasoning with them and answering them. And the Bible said they were astonished and amazed at the wisdom that he had. As a boy, he was wonderful. He didn't stay a baby in a manger. He didn't stay a 12-year-old boy. He grew up into manhood. He grew up as a specimen of what a man ought to be. Pilate looked at him and said, "Behold the man." I mean, if you want to know what a man's like, there it is in the Bible. There he is. I tell you, there's never been a man like him. You say, what is he? He's a wonderful. God looked out of heaven at his baptism at 30 years old. God looked out of heaven and God said, "This is my beloved son. He's wonderful." And the Holy Spirit, he came down. He'd been in flight ever since Noah let him out of the ark. He'd been in flight. He'd been looking for a place to land. And he looked down there in Jordan River, John, Jesus down there. And he looked down and he saw the man Jesus. He said, "He's wonderful. That'd be a good place to land today." Amen. As a man, he was wonderful. God said, "I'm well pleased with him." He didn't say, "I'm pleased with him." God said, "I'm well pleased with him." As a man, he was wonderful. But he didn't just get baptized. He began to teach and to preach. Amen. A lot of people know Jesus was a teacher, but a lot of people do not know he was a preacher. But Jesus was a preacher. You say, what kind of a preacher was he? Was he a Joel Osteen type preacher? What type of a preacher was he? Was he like some of these TV evangelists? Oh no. We know what kind of preacher he was. You say, why? Because when John got his head chopped off and heard about Jesus down there preaching, he thought it was John the Baptist resurrected. Jesus preached just like John. Amen. I tell you, he was wonderful. They listened to him as he taught that Beatitudes. Beatitudes. I like to say those are the attitudes to be. Amen. But he had them Beatitudes. And he taught them. And he preached sermons. And when he got done, the crowd would stand shaking their head in amazement and say, "He's wonderful." I'd never heard a man teach or preach like Jesus did. Amen. I tell you, Christmas brought forth something wonderful. Can I tell you, he was a wonderful miracle worker. Amen. Elijah was a great miracle worker. Elijah was a great miracle worker. But Christ outseeds them all. Amen. He was wonderful. Amen. He didn't have to have nobody meet you at the door and quiz you and try to find out some things about you so he could get up there and prophesy something over you. Oh, no. He's wonderful. I'll tell you, if you don't believe it, ask Barnabas. You say, "Barnabas, do you know who Jesus is?" He said, "Oh, yeah, he's wonderful. He's the one that come down. Open my blinded eyes." Amen. You ask that man in Mark 2, let down through the ceiling, and they let him down. You asked him, "Do you know who Jesus is?" He said, "Oh, yes, he's wonderful, praise God." You asked Mary Magdalene, that woman that had 7 devils. You say, "That's a lot, honey. I know some Baptists that had 27. Amen. But I want you to know that the Bible said, thank God, the Bible said he cast them devils out. And she said, "He's wonderful, praise God." I'm telling you, Christmas brought forth something wonderful. Amen. I'll tell you, he was a wonderful sacrifice. There have been a lot of great ones down through the Old Testament.
lambs, turtle doves, oxen, pigeons, they were all good. But when he came, God prepared him a body. And when he was sacrificed, the Bible said in Hebrews, this one man, after he had offered one sacrifice, he sat down. Amen. You say, what did he sit down for? Don't need no more sacrifices. You say, why? That one is wonderful. Praise God. Amen. I'll tell you there, as he's a king. With some of these songs, talk about him being the king. I'll tell you, as a coming king, he's going to be wonderful. Praise God. The Bible said in Isaiah 9 and 7, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful, Mighty Counselor, Amen, Mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Amen, coming, he's coming King, and the Bible said of the increase of his government, there will be no end. He's wonderful. Christmas brought forth the most wonderful, best thing that has ever been brought forth. Now let me say this real quick. Can I tell you that Christmas brings out the wonderful, the best in you?
Yeah.
If you know the Lord. If you know the Lord, Christmas brings out the best.
Amen.
You say, well, what do you mean, Brother Rick? Well, I seen last night with some high school children about the age of my granddaughter, oldest granddaughter, Zoe, a chorus girl, and they all went out yesterday and they all worked at a soup kitchen. You say, what'd they do that? Feed the homeless. Help people that didn't have nothing.
Yeah.
Try to get them to do that in February. Try to get them to do that in March. Oh no, they got too much going on. But what is there? Something about that Christmas time, something about that Christmas season that brings out the best in those of us that know the Lord. Amen. I thought about this. I heard this on the radio this week. I never heard it before. Touched my heart. Made me weep driving down the road. It said during World War I, fighting going on. America fighting Germans. Germans fighting Americans. But on Christmas Day, they called for a ceasefire. On Christmas Day, they said, we're going to shut the war down for 24 hours. They said, it can't be true. Men in foxholes, soldiers in foxholes, they said, I heard they're going to cut the war down for 24 hours. So, ain't no way to do that. You hear bombs going off, see rockets going off. But all at once, the Allied side, it got a little quieter. But what's going on? So they probably reload. About that time, their side got a little quieter. Germans got quieter. Americans got quieter. All at once, it completely stopped. You say, what happened? Christmas bringing out the best.
Amen.
Amen. There's a barbed wire fence that separates between these men fighting, killing, shooting each other, bombing each other, hating each other. And they said them Germans get out of the foxhole and over and they cut the barbed wire.
Bless you, Lord.
And the Americans said they cut the barbed wire. Said we ought to get out of our foxhole. We ought to meet them halfway. And said these men had been killing each other, fighting each other, hating each other. They met halfway in a field. Some of them been gathered wood, made a fire. Germans sat down beside America now. They sat down and for 24 hours they talked. They told each other about their families, about their children, about their grandchildren, about all of that. You say, what is that? Christmas brings the best. It brings the best out of men. If there's any good in there, Christmas will bring it out. Amen. You see them people, red hats, red buckets, ringing bells. Let them try that in July. You won't give a dime. I don't mind giving. I just hate, you know, you got to run to Walmart 38 times during Christmas. I just hate having to give every time. Amen. You say, why do you do it? Flesh. I'm afraid what they might think about me if I don't give. I'm a cheapskate. I don't love Christmas. I'm a Scrooge. So I always give something, even if it's the receipt I just got. I give something, amen. They're singing. They can't see what you put in there, amen. Amen. But I'm telling you that Christmas brings out good in folks. Folks that bite your head off. On December 22nd, have a little kindness. On 24th. People won't even speak to you. Might even mumble, Merry Christmas.
That's right.
On December 25th.
Amen.
You say, what are you saying? I'm saying that she brought forth her firstborn son.
Woo.
Amen. He was wonderful. Yeah. Something wonderful came forth at Christmas, praise yeah. God. Look at Matthew 2:3, the Bible said, then Herod the king. Let's just read it all so you'll get the setting there. Matthew 2:1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we've seen his star in the east, and we've come to worship him. But watch verse 3. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled. Now it's true that Christmas brings forth the best, the wonderful. It brings that forth, if there's anything there to bring forth.
Yeah.
But the people don't know God. People don't know Jesus Christ. People don't know that Christmas story and know just enough of it to make them hate it.
Yeah.
Christmas brings forth the worst. You say, what do you mean? Well, this Herod, he's quite a character. Of course, there were several Herods. And one died. He had three sons. This is one of them here. This is one of those sons after the other Herod died. His name is Archelaus. And he began his reign on the day his daddy died. He was out carousing around doing sin. I mean, that's the kind of person he was. He began his reign by slaying 3,000 Jews. That's the kind of person he was. And when Jesus was born, news that Jesus was born, it brought out the worst.
That's right.
I mean, he is already bad, and when he heard Jesus was born, it made him even worse. Christmas brings out the worst sometimes. You say, what do you mean? You watch the news? You say, well, that guy drove that vehicle in. You know where he drove it into? Christmas market. Killed 9 people, I think. We wounded about 40. Now 9 people's dead. Now they got him. I can't remember, did they kill him? Now he's dead. Christmas brought out the worst.
Yeah.
Amen. And it'll do that. Christmas brings out the worst sometimes. You know, if you take time to study, you'd find out that many great massacres happened on Christmas Day. You see, they don't know God.
Amen.
You see, really what that is, that's the devil. And because God brought forth the best, the devil tries to bring forth the worst.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know the KKK, Ku Klux Klan? It started just a few days before Christmas. Do you know that? It's amazing how many things in time have started about the time of Christmas or even on Christmas Day. Here we have one of the worst men is brought out on Christmas. Oh, Herod, he hates Jesus. But you know, 3 things are said about him. I don't have time to go into all this. By the way, did you see down in Florida where Christmas brought out the best? They brought a manger scene out.
Glory!
Baby Jesus. Oxen, sheep, lamb, Mary, Joseph.
Man.
Wise men. Brought out the best. And about 2 days later, Christmas brought out the worst. Satan worshiper. erected a big worshipful idol type thing there to the devil. Amen.
Yeah.
Had the worst and the best right beside each other.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this morning, and you, sir, and you, ma'am, Christmas will bring out the best, the most wonderful, or it'll bring out the worst.
Amen.
You say, what happened to Herod? Well, just look at him. Verse 3, so the Herod heard these things, he was troubled. Why is he troubled? Because he's king.
Yeah.
And then wise men said, where is he born king?
Woo.
Wait a minute, I'm the king. What are you talking about, born king? He said it brought out jealousy in his heart. He's jealous of Jesus. He's jealous of the king. By the way, every year, I used to not be too much for Christmas. I'm 175% for it now. You say, why are you for it? Because the world started being against it.
Yeah.
They want to take the manger scenes down. They want you not to say Merry Christmas. They want you to say Merry Solus something other, or Merry Xmas. And the world was against it. When I heard that, my spiritual antenna went up. And I said, glory to God, whatever they're against, I'm for. Amen. I don't care what it is. If they're against it, I'm for it. Any praise God. Because the world is always against the wrong thing. Amen. Every year, if you look, carolers, a few little plastic mannequins. We get the ACLU, so been out of shape. I don't know what to think. God only knows how much dollars have been spent on lawsuits. Can you imagine being scared of a baby? A plastic baby? A baby that if you turn it over, it says made in China? Can you imagine being scared at that? Amen. You say, what is it? Jealousy.
Yeah.
You see, if you don't like Jesus to be the king of your heart, you'll be jealous of him. Guarantee you, somewhere this morning there sits a man, he's mad.
Yeah.
You say, what's he mad about? His wife left him on Christmas morning to go down to the church. He wants to be the king. He don't want Jesus to be the king. Amen.
Yeah,
some people get upset and mad because they want to be the king of their own heart. They don't want Jesus to be the king. He was jealous, and then guess what he done? He lied.
Yeah.
He said there in our reading, verse 8, he said, go find him and come back and tell me because I want to go worship him too.
Yeah.
He don't worship him. Amen. He's got an alternative motive. He don't worship Jesus. You say, what's he doing? He's lying. I knew right then when he told that big fat lie.
Yeah.
I knew his other devil.
Amen.
You say, why? The devil's a liar. Father of them.
Amen.
Amen. He's a liar. Every time he opens his mouth, he's a liar there somewhere.
Right.
There might be some truth, but it's going to end up with a lie. Just enough truth to sell the lie.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why I know all these people that say Joseph was Jesus' father, they're liars.
Amen.
That's why I know, Brother Eddie, all these people that put Jesus down their line because he's wonderful. Amen. He was wonderful, praise God. I want you to know, he came and he's jealous. He came and old Herod started lying. Lying Herod.
Yeah.
Just like the devil. And you know what? If you hate Jesus and you fight against Jesus, you just get worse and worse.
That's right,
started out jealous. Then he wound up lying.
Yeah.
Then he ended up a murderer. You say, where's that at? In chapter 2 there, it said he slew all the children 2 years old and under. You're talking about bad. I mean, a man that would slew any child is bad.
Yeah.
But he slew all of them 2 years and under. You say, why 2 years and under? Because he wanted to make sure he got Jesus. Brother Ziegler said that's one reason them doctors and lawyers was astonished, because here was a Jewish boy 12 years old. They shouldn't have been no firstborn Jewish boys 12 years old alive. They should have all been killed. But here's one that God the Father took care of, praise God. And here's one, thank God, that he didn't murder. God took care of him.
Amen.
Brought forth the worst. The worst. And she brought forth her firstborn son. She brought forth something wonderful. He come forth, and it brought out the worst in some people. There'll be people last night, all day today, tonight, Christmas is here, they'll be bringing out their liquor. They'll be setting up the company Christmas parties, and everybody'll go. This man's trying to get this man's wife, and she's trying to get this woman's husband, and it brought out the worst. Amen. Isn't it awful? Somebody said, "Oh, they quit having Christmas because people drink and act crazy and commit adultery and fornicate and do all these things." How are they going to do that whether we have Christmas or not? Amen. Till people get saved and get right with God, they're not going to do right very long at a time. Amen. And so he became a murderer. Murder brought out the worst. The worst. Amen. Look back at Matthew 2:1. The Bible said, "Now when Jesus was born, Christmas, when Christmas came forth in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem." Now, when Jesus was born, when Mary brought forth her firstborn son, amen, when she brought forth her firstborn son, she brought something wonderful. But when he came forth, something wicked, the worst of the worst came out. Herod. But when Christmas came forth, it brought forth the wisest. Amen. They may call us a bunch of country hicks. Now some of you, you're educated. You got PhDs and master degrees and all of those things. And more power to you. Thank God. I'm glad for you. Amen. Brother Marty said only one thing kept me from going to college, high school. Amen. Amen. I graduated Temple Hill High School with honors. Amen. It was honored to get rid of me, praise God. I do have an associate's degree I got some years ago. You know, all that's really helped me understand the Bible not one bit better. You know what makes you understand the Bible? Be saved.
Yeah.
Pray.
Yeah.
Get you a copy of the King James Bible.
Yeah.
Read it on your knees.
Yeah.
Talk to your professors and your teacher.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He'll help you learn the Word of God. If you're here this morning, they may say we're a bunch of country hicks, Bible thumpers. I don't really think some of us really have earned that name. Bible thumpers. They're Bible thumpers too. They thump their nose at the Bible. They say, "What are you doing down at church on Christmas morning? What are you doing down there?" We're wise.
Yeah.
Christmas brings forth the wise people, amen. Amen. You say, "Why are we wise? Why are we like that?" Well, I want you to know that Christmas brings out the wisest men, the wisest women, the wisest boys, the wisest girls. Christmas brings out the wise. I'm glad I know Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad my mama packed me to school. Glad my mama took me to Sunday school.
Amen.
church. Now, we didn't go every Sunday. I don't mean to paint a false impression. But we went enough, I got in. Oh, Eddie, I got my heart broke the other day, buddy. I went out to see Mama and she wasn't in the room. But she had a notebook laying there on her bed, and I thought, I seen her coming down the hall, and I thought she'd be here in a minute, so I just went in. I just picked up that notebook. My mama has 7 kids. And my mama's real confused a lot of the time. I just picked that up, waiting for her to get down there, and I opened it up. And she had wrote to her, Sheila, Ricky, Carrie, Kathy, Joy, Jennifer, Derek. Now beside it, she had wrote what she wanted to get us for Christmas. She's confused. But Christmas brought out the best times in her life. Amen.
Yeah.
She's trying to get stuff for them youngins. Amen.
Yeah.
Brings out the best.
Woo. Glory to God.
The wisest. Amen.
Oh,
yeah. I'm glad I know Jesus. Can you imagine what it'd be like this morning to have all this going on, not know what it's about?
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not against the presents. I'll take all you give me. Not against it. I don't even mind buying them. Christmas brings out the best in me.
Yeah.
Amen. I know it ain't about presents and trees and poinsettias. I almost preached this morning on the Christmas poinsetta. Studied on it about 2 weeks. About 3 o'clock in the morning, sitting reading my Bible, the Holy Ghost said, I see the poinsettias like you and me. I may preach it. Save it for next year. Poinsettias like a Christian. The Holy Spirit spoke to me about 3 o'clock in the morning, reading my Bible, a cup of coffee. And the Holy Spirit said, I thought Christmas was about Jesus, not about you. Uh-oh! Better switch that, Lord, and get something about Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
God, give me something. I'll preach whatever you give me. I'll preach up to them to say, oh, wow, if you give it to me, Lord. I just want God on it. You can't have God on it if you don't do what He says.
Right.
Amen. All right, we're winding up now. We're coming in for a landing. If I don't get the signal, I'll have to take back up the sky again. We're going to wind it down. We're going to finish it up.
Amen.
I like finishing up. I do it 7-8 times sometimes. Amen.
Yeah.
But you see, Christmas, when Mary brought Him forth, a long, long ways off somewhere, some wise men saw a star. And they said, that's what we've been reading about. That's it. We need to travel where He is. Took about 2 years to get there. Because when they finally found Him, He wasn't a baby laying in a manger. The Bible says a young child. They made Him flee down into Egypt. The Bible says about 2-year-old. Took them 2 years to get there. But you know what? They're wise men. They keep looking till they find Him. Somebody ought to shout right there.
Yeah.
But you know the good thing? I sat and thinking about that, and I said, that's a good point, Lord. That's a good point. They sought Him until they found Him.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost said, here's a better point. You didn't even have to seek Him. He just came to where you was.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you, when I stumbled into Temple Hill Baptist Church 10 years old, fighting my sisters and aggravating them and everything, I wasn't seeking the Lord. I didn't come to get saved that morning. But guess what? He was seeking me, praise God. And thank God when He found me, I wanted Him. Praise God. Amen. They searched till they found Him, praise God. The Bible said that we feel after Him, we'll find Him. Because He's not very far from any one of us.
Amen.
And we like to say we found Jesus. Really, the truth is, it's kind of like, you know, when you hide them Easter eggs
for the little ones. You know, I wish I had one right now. Let's let this be an Easter egg. And you're out there hiding them, you know. You don't put it back here. No, you lay it right out there. That's good preaching. You lay it right out there. You say, why you lay it out there for? Because you want them to find it, amen. You want them to find it. God laid it right out there, Eddie, because he wanted us to find it, glory to God. I'm glad this morning, thank God, that I know who Jesus is. Wise men seek him. Brings out the wisest. I don't care what they called you down at school. Dummy. If you seek the Lord, you found the Lord, you ain't dumb. You're wise. You're ahead of the class. Now watch this. I thought you said you was done. No, I said I'm about done. You misunderstood that. The Bible said in Matthew, it said, verse 11, chapter 2, verse 11, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened the treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, myrrh, the Bible said. Now, they searched till they found him. They're wise men. But then they're wise because they brought the best gifts. They brought the best you could bring. Gold, that's the king. Frankincense, that's priest. Myrrh, that's prophet. They brought the best gifts they could bring. What'd you bring him this morning? It's an old story. It's an old story. I was preaching down in the mountains of Butildene, North Carolina, at Bob McCurry's church. First time I'd ever been there. I was always taught against Christmas trees. Don't have them in church. Don't have them anywhere. I walked in the church and they had one 25 foot high in front of the pulpit. I thought, there ain't going to be no God in here. They couldn't even see me for the thing. When I preached, I had to come out beside it. I never felt so much God in my life. I climbed it, amen. But when we got done, old Homer picked me up. He come down to the little motel there in Irwin, picked me up. And Bob said, there'll be a man come by there, pick you up, be ready for him. He'll be by there. I said, okay. It's too far for me to come over the mountain. Said, Homer lives down there. I said, okay. About 9 o'clock, looked out there, old white-haired man, an old Plymouth car sitting out there. I walked out there, knocked on the door, said, you Homer? Yep. Get in. We got in, we started 35 minutes up the winding mountain trail, and from the moment I got in there until the time I got out, Homer never stopped talking. And Homer talked about this and that, and I'm trying to think about my sermon, but I forgot it. We come over the hill there and started down. I seen a sign there, Spring Creek Baptist Church. Homer just kept going. I said, Homer, I said, isn't that the church? He said, yeah, I ain't done talking yet. Okay. We drove down to the mountain all the way back up, got over to church house, started service. Brother Homer sitting on front row. Preacher said, anybody got a testimony? Homer said, I do. And Homer stood up and he said, well, he said, today is his birthday. What y'all got y'all's hands stuck out for? Amen. Amen, Homer. I mean, them old mountain men just had a way of telling it, amen. They just had a way of saying it. But old Homer knew who Jesus was. Service got over, got in the car, he started up. We started down the mountain. He said, I talked all the way up. You talk all the way down. Well, y'all know me. I can't talk all the way down. That's I'm preaching. I just shared the best gift. Wait a minute. The Bible said And they fell down and they worshiped him. They're wise because they sought him. They're wise because they give him the best.
Yeah.
Have you given him the best? You give him the best love, the best praise, the best talent, the best gift. Have you given the best? The Bible said they gave him the best.
Amen.
They gave him the best. But the Bible said they fell down and worshiped him. They're wise because when they got in his presence, they worshiped him. Man, I've been back on this thing on worship. I don't think we're doing enough of it. I don't think we may be doing any of it. Amen. But something about worship, boy. Worship, you know, it don't matter if I preach or not. If the Holy Ghost comes in, worship's more important than my preaching. Worshiping Jesus, letting him have the preeminence. Amen. Amen. 180 people here this morning. Every one of you has heard enough preaching. You already know what to do. Amen. But that worship, boy, when you Emma sang it there a minute ago, I felt a little nudge there to worship. I teared up. Felt something hot run down my cheek. You say worship started at 11. No, for me it started about 20 after. Amen. Brother, they came in, they fell down and they worshiped him. Can I tell you this morning? Can I give you this morning? The best gift they gave him was not the gold. Great gift, wonderful gift. But that wasn't the greatest gift. The best gift they gave him was not the frankincense. Has a wonderful smell about it, but it's not the best gift. The best gift they gave him was not the mirth. That's the anointing. That's the all. That wasn't the best gift. But the best gift they gave him was they fell down. They bowed their face to the ground. They worshiped him. Praise God. I'm telling you, worship is better than anything you can put in an offering plate, anything you can bring or do on the platform. Is to worship him. Praise God. Yeah, man, the wisest. Christmas brought out the wisest. Amen. Lord, I thank you this morning. Help me preach today. Appreciate it, Lord. I know a lot of people prayed for me today, and God heard their prayers, and God answered today, and give me liberty, and help me to make it through the sermon. Thank you. Lord, as we come today, there may be somebody here today, and Lord, when they look at their life, their sins, their actions, we might look at them and say they're the worst. But the most wonderful, the best came. And the best, when the worst will come to him and be wise enough to yield to him and give their heart to him, he can make them into something good, something wise. Maybe someone like it here this morning, maybe. Lord, just while we sing this little song here and you have a verse invitation, I hope you just come and hover over each person today. And while they sing, maybe they'll close their eyes. While they sing, Lord, maybe the Holy Ghost will touch their heart. Just for a minute here during the altar song, altar call, they worship God. Scott read it this morning. They that worship God must worship him in spirit and truth. The Lord, seeketh such to worship him. I'm here, Lord, I want to worship you. Help me to do that today, Lord. Help us to do that. And Lord, I pray this morning, whatever good's happened, whatever wonderful's happened, I pray the best thing of Christmas for the people in this room today will be what happened here this morning, what's going to happen here in the next few minutes. We'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Lord, I know how I am when somebody brings me what I want, a big smile comes over my face, a grin, maybe even tears to my eyes. I hope today we'll bring you what you want. We'll bless heaven today that way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's stand today. You may be wise enough just to come.